Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to part 4 of identity. And I will talk about pain and its effect and connection with our identity. Grab your Bible and open 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. God has given to us the gift to speak his message, but we ourselves are very weak. It is like we are keeping his valuable gift in clay pots. So it is clear that the great power of God's message comes from God himself. It does not come from us. We receive trouble all the time, but that does not stop us. We do not always know what to do, but we are not afraid to continue. We have many enemies, but we always have friends. People hurt us, but they never destroy us. As we serve Jesus, we know that we may die as he died. Because of that, our lives show that we live because he is alive. Yes, as we live our lives, death is always very near because we serve Jesus. As a result, people can see in our weak human bodies that Jesus is alive. So death is near to us even as we live, but as a result we are bringing God's life to you. Hallelujah, amen. We talk by example, and we are going to understand these verses by talking about example, and it is sometimes we get physical hurt or disability. If we fall down and injure our leg or arm, then we have and feel huge pain. How to defeat it depend on our identity. When we face pain until it's cured, our identity gets a brush. When Jesus cures us, we go back to our real identity, but with an extra new experience. Another spiritual example is when we lose a person in our life. It is very painful and tragedy. It takes time to come over depending on our identity. Most times by praying, we can have a spiritual connect with heaven and let our loss be blessed. Another example is when you save things in your life, you choose a dish. Think that you will save money and you put it in a clay pot. But it is destroyable by a simple touch. God will that we use a safer pot to save our good actions. This part is our faith and our spirit. God will that we form our faith and spirit with our good identity and save a lot of our good actions. Then our faith must be untouchable. The jewelry contains different types of stones. We must use a stone which is proper for forming the pot, our spirit. We gather our experiences in that and let our ancestors keep it as a good support in their life. Sometimes they write down and keep it safe for future generation. When we write down our experiences, we can read later and find the missing or will complete it. Then we educate ourselves and form our experience and put it in our notebook. Our ex we expand our ability and complete our identity. Each morning, Jesus and God send glory to us, and they watch over us how to use it. When we use it usefully and help or support the people around us, then God and Jesus become pleased and accept your actions in very blessed way. Jesus and God will that you have courage and be brave to correct people's mistake and save them. God will that you form and expand your ability and identity in correct way and be helpful. God and Jesus warn you against Satan and his demons to do not touch your and hurt you. Sometimes Satan and his demons cause spiritual and physical psychological problem. We must have communication with Jesus and God always. We can find the answer in the Bible. In this current time, everything is in internet because of the internet technology. We can find answers in the internet. We can search in internet like what does Bible tells about that problem. Then it open pages with a lot of Bible verses about just that problem. Read them and ask Jesus for fully understanding. Go in peace and happiness in the name of Jesus. Jesus and God be with us all. Amen. See you in next part. Hallelujah. Amen.